A US-educated professor with ties to both Hamas and the rival Fatah party is the leading candidate for Palestinian Prime Minister as part of an emerging unity government. Officials say the militant Hamas group and Fatah have agreed on Mohammed Shabir, formerly the head of Gaza's Islamic University. Hamas and Fatah hope Shabir will be acceptable to the international community and help persuade the West to lift economic sanctions on the Hamas-led government. Co-founder of the Israel-Palestine Centre for Research and Information, Dr. Gershon Baskin, told Chris Alteri the progress is heartening.
I think that the Palestinian negotiations, the internal negotiations on our national unity government, are actually looking quite promising. They've reached considerable agreement on most of the difficult issues, which are the personality of the prime minister, and it seems that they've agreed on someone named Mohammed Shabir, who's a former president of the Islamic University in Gaza. Not himself directly a member of Hamas, but sympathetic to Hamas. They've also seemed to agree on the main issues of a political platform that would at least implicitly provide some kind of recognition to Israel and agreement to enter into a negotiated process.
And what sort of role does Israel have to play in the situation?
The government of Israel can do a tremendous amount to rebuild a partnership with the Palestinians. We've heard for years that there's no partner on the other side. I think we have to reframe it. We're not talking about a partner, we're talking about a partnership. A partnership is a two-way street that one side helps the other, one side builds on the other. What one side does influences the other. And if we look at it as a partnership that can be built, and it has to be worked on every day, like a partnership of two people running a business together, or like a marriage between a man and a woman. It's something that you have to work on all the time. And it can be done, and Israel can have a great deal of positive influence on what happens on the Palestinian side.